too wound up to sleep, Ava was the first of the dozing scientists to notice the descent of the aircraft. She rose into the aisle and walked to the rear of the cabin where Decker exiled himself. She approached his seat and gently shook him awake.
Frank, something's wrong.
Decker was a light sleeper and almost instantly focused his eyes and looked up at her questioningly. What did you say?
The plane is descending. I think we're landing.
No way, he snorted. Cairo is 5 hours away.
No, I heard the engine slack off.
The pilots have probably throttled back to conserve fuel.
We're losing altitude. I'm sure of it.
Decker reacted to the seriousness of her tone and sat up and tilted his head, listening to the engines. Then he leaned over his armrest and peered down the aisle toward the forward bulkhead of the passenger cabin. You might be right. The nose seems angled down slightly. Ava nodded toward the cockpit.
The pilots have always left the door open during flight. It's closed now.
Does appear odd, but I'm sure we're overreacting. He threw off the blanket covering his large frame and stiffly rose to a standing position. But I guess it won't hurt to have a look. Ava followed him up the aisle to the cockpit door. Decker turned the knob, and his face suddenly clouded with concern. It's locked. He pounded on the door, but after a few moments there was no response. If anything, the aircraft's angle of descent increased. Something's not right. You better wake the others. Ava hurried back down the aisle and prodded the other members of the team out of their weary sleep. Grimes was the first to reach Decker.
Why are we landing? He asked Decker.
I don't know. The pilots aren't talking much.
Perhaps they're making an emergency landing.
If they are, they're keeping it to themselves.
We could kick the door in, Grimes suggested.
For what? Demanded Decker. If the pilots are going to land, there's no way we can stop them. None of us can take control of a jetliner. Then there is little we can do but return to our seats and fasten our seatbelts, said Ava.
The words had not left her mouth when the landing lights flashed on, illuminating a faceless desert. The landing gear dropped, and the pilot made a tight bank as he lined up on the as-yet-unseen airfield. By the time they had all strapped themselves in, the tires thumped into hard-packed sand, and the engines roared as the pilot engaged the air brakes. The soft surface of the unpaved runway produced enough drag to slow the plane down without the pilot standing on the brakes. The plane taxied toward a row of floodlights that stood beside the airstrip and rolled to a halt.
I wonder where this is, murmured Ava.
We'll find out soon enough, said Decker, moving toward the cockpit door, determined this time to kick it in. But it swung open before he reached it, and the pilot stepped into the cabin.
What the hell is going on? Why did we just stop over? Decker demanded. Is there an engine problem?
This is where you get off.